Bishops of the Episcopal Church in the United States have agreed overwhelmingly to meet the demand laid down by leaders of the worldwide Anglican Communion over issues of same-sex blessings and ordinations of openly homosexual bishops. A final statement from the House of Bishops meeting in New Orleans yesterday reaffirmed the desire to remain within the Anglican Communion by agreeing not to allow such ordinations or public blessing ceremonies, a move that will also serve to strengthen dialogue between the Anglican Communion and the Catholic Church. Anglican theologian Father Bill Franklin is a former member of the Anglican Roman Catholic Dialogue in the United States. He told Philippa Hitchin the presence of the Archbishop of Canterbury was crucial to the agreement.
I think that the presence of the Archbishop of Canterbury did make a difference. A number of bishops said that they were really sobered by hearing from the Archbishop of Canterbury, Roland Williams, and other primates who came with him. It's one thing, they said, to read reports about what the rest of the Anglican Communion feels about the actions of the Episcopal Church, but it's another thing to sit face-to-face with people expressing those concerns. The Episcopal bishops listened. They responded to the concerns in a way which I believe allows the Anglican Communion to remain together.
Were you surprised, though, by this agreement? Because, as you know, beforehand, many people were predicting the worst and talking of schisms and so on.
I think I had certainly picked up widespread support for remaining in the Anglican Communion. And I was worried whether this support would be divisive or it would be unanimous. But it appears there was an overwhelming desire by the bishops to remain a part of the Communion by responding to these. There didn't seem to be a division over these issues, and I think that's very important. The bishops have spoken. Now we'll have to see how other members of the Episcopal Church respond.